This is the Healing Podcast brought to you by Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth, and with me is Camille Loveman. She is a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and a skilled acupuncturist from Marin Health Integrative Wellness Center. In this four-part series, we'll dive into traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, as we discuss aligning with the four seasons. On this podcast, we're going to focus on spring. Camille, welcome.
Hi, Bill.
Great to talk with you again. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, on our journey through the four seasons. So on this one, we are focusing on spring. So Camille, for listeners who may be new to traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, can you explain how TCM views the seasons?
Yes, we're really looking to optimize health. So we look at the body in terms of each relation and each pattern. And so we're looking to see how to optimize health during the spring season. With spring, we think of growth, we think of renewal. It's a time of movement. We're getting out of the stillness of the winter and the heat of the summer. So we're really looking at expansion.
So when it comes to expansion, the energy that spring brings, how does that represent itself in the body?
We're really looking at growth. And with each season, there's two meridian pathways or organ pathways that we look at. Meridians are these rivers that we have throughout the body. And we use acupuncture needles, and we also use patterns, so things that people are going through, to address different areas. And during the spring, we look at the liver and we look at the gallbladder. And with each organ pathway, there's a different emotion associated with it. So for the gallbladder, we're looking at decision making. So it's a time to plan for something new, encouraging expansion. And with the liver, sometimes it can get aggravated by frustration or anger, and things can get stuck if we're not balancing that upward, outward energy of the springtime.
Yeah. So spring is associated with growth and renewal, as you just said. So how does that show up physically and emotionally in TCM in the spring?
So physically, because the liver is dealing with the flow of energy throughout the body, sometimes there can be more pain. We're looking at like pain all over the body. Sometimes more headaches can come up. So we really want to focus on natural habits and things to do to create a smooth flow of energy or chi within the body to help stimulate that expansion. And we're looking at planning because of the decision making of the gallbladder and really shedding the liver. In Western medicine, it deals with detoxification. And so we do kind of want to clear out things that don't serve us. And really, like a plant needs to grow. We need to expand. We need growth at this time.
Okay, so let's stick with the liver system. What does that mean for us then in practical terms for everyday health?
The liver, each pathway guides to a different area. So headaches can become prominent, migraines, muscle stiffness, sometimes some digestive issues. The liver opens to the eyes, so it's related to vision. So doing things that can help to promote good ways of taking care of the liver and the gallbladder. So to transform new ideas, release old patterns, get into creativity. It's a real growth time. So tapping into the growth, physically the growth. So working on the muscles, trying to do more movement. We're expanding. So making sure that we're really filling our purpose in terms of what we do every day. Because of the eye piece, creating a clear vision in your life, that can make a big difference. And we want more, there's more time in the day. So engaging in outdoor activities, stretching and yoga promote good flows of energy throughout the body.
I love it. So as the spring season comes to life, it sounds like we and our bodies need to come to life as well, physically and emotionally. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. We need to release and renew.
Release and renew. I like it. I like it. So you said earlier something about this, it really can affect our emotional health. I just want to ask you about that. So what common imbalances do you see in spring when you talk about emotions? Like, is there irritability or allergies? You mentioned tension. Why do they tend to surface in the spring?
It's because of this liver pattern. The liver is the yin and the gallbladder is the yang, so we always look at balance. But these two systems are the most affected during the springtime. So we really want to make sure that we're more prone to irritability if we're out of balance or stress. So making sure that we're carving out habits that support that. If we know there's more time of renewal, that can also create some irritability or some frustration. So doing things that help promote that, whether it's diet, exercise, rest. The muscles are so prominent because the gallbladder is connected to the muscle and the tension of the body. And so we want to make sure we're doing stuff to promote good movement and expansion within the muscles.
So let's talk a little bit more about those daily habits, and maybe specifically, how should people adjust their sleep, their movement, their work rhythms to better align with spring energy?
Well, for diet, we think of green, things that are green naturally in color. So the leafy greens. Sour is the taste that's associated with the springtime. And so having things like lemons, light steamed vegetables. We really want to think of detoxing the body, so reducing heavy winter foods. For the winter, I emphasize roasted vegetables. For the spring, it's more steamed vegetables, asparagus, artichoke, things that are in season that are green really will help promote the detoxification of the body and will promote your optimal health.
So food then is really an important component of this.
Yes, food is the medicine.
Yeah. So what specific types of foods or flavors or cooking methods would you recommend?
I would recommend leafy greens, having lighter meals, and steaming vegetables. You want to have a little bit of color, not raw all the way, but we want to have like steamed broccoli, steamed asparagus, steamed artichokes, and things that are sour in color or sour in taste, green in color.
Yeah, very interesting. So spring, of course, as we said, it's a time of renewal and awakening. It can also feel motivating, but maybe a little bit overwhelming for some people. So how can people harness that energy without burning out or becoming overstimulated?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it's great to have an awareness around it. There is that motivation because of renewal, and you see the growth around you. You look around, you'll see the flowers starting to bloom and the leaves will become greener on the trees. So making sure that you're staying flexible, there's this expansion. So you want to stay flexible and assertive because we want to have clear vision, but we also want to stay balanced to promote that emotional flexibility and courage. And decision-making can become compromised during this time. That's the emotion that's associated with the gallbladder. So making sure that you're having some courage and a clear sense of direction. And then recognizing that we can become a little bit more irritable, a little bit more stressed during this time. And just taking good care of that, taking the steps that we need in our daily life to reduce irritability and reduce stress.
Yeah, how about movement, as you're talking about relieving stress. What about movement and exercise? What do you recommend in the spring?
Movement is great. I think our bodies are meant to move. And so adding in brisk walks, adding in some more intensity than we would during the winter months. So more cardio, a little more movement to promote the flow of energy throughout the body. So our bodies can start to move a little bit more during this time and really carving that out, like 25 minutes a day or just however you see fit within the schedule. We really want to make sure that we're moving our bodies to help release, to help renew.
So coming out of winter then, Camille, and winter was about rest, conservation, taking care of our bodies. You said gentle movement. For anyone listening to the series, go back and listen to winter. So for spring, it sounds like we kind of start to ramp it up. You mentioned cardio and brisk walks. So it sounds like we're ramping our exercise up in spring. Is that right?
That's right. We can start to do a little bit more. We want to create that detoxification. So getting a good sweat in is a good time during the spring months to really just detoxify the body.
So the more I talk to you and learn about traditional Chinese medicine, to me, it just seems like you're kind of going with the flow of the seasons. And when we talked about winter, it was more about conservation and warm foods and make sure you're dressing warm and getting enough sleep and really taking care of your body. So spring, when everything awakens and plants and flowers are blooming and it gets a little warmer out and people are outside, it sounds like we kind of ramp up a little bit. We're just kind of following the natural pace of the season. Would that be right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're looking at growth. We're looking at renewal. We're taking note. We're taking cues from nature. We're seeing spring flowers and really planting some direction and adding visionary work in is really important. So it's a time for growth.
Taking cues from nature. I love it. Time for growth. That is so true. Well, Camille, thank you as always. And to close, could you give us a simple spring habit that you really like that someone could start maybe this week to support balance, clarity, and overall well-being?
Yeah, I mean, I think staying in balance with the body and taking the cues from nature is really important. We're looking at patterns, but I want to emphasize that it's still a time to restore the body. And so going to bed before 11 p.m. can really help to relax the muscles and help to promote detoxification at night. Sleep is very important. So even though we're expanding and we're growing and we're renewing, we want to also restore and always use both of the yin and the yang within the body. So we want to make sure we're getting rest.
Right. We want that smooth transition from winter into spring, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want to just take care of our bodies and slowly ramp up as the springtime awakens, if you will. Camille, I'm loving this series. This is such great information. So fun to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate this.
Oh, you're so welcome, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, once again, that is Camille Loveman. And again, this is a 4-part series on traditional Chinese medicine. As we discuss aligning with the four seasons on this podcast, we focused on spring. So go back and listen to winter and check that one out if you want to. It's a really good one. And for more information, go to mymarinhealth.org. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Bill Klaproth. This is the Healing Podcast brought to you by Marin Health. Thanks for listening.